Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilios. We're getting closer and closer to Sunday, 4:30, Eagles and the 49ers.
Today was an eventful day, man.
It was. I actually think, you know, there's a lot of elements to the show. I loved having Jason on for an hour, talking through the matchups.
I always love having Jason on.
Always. I thought the three of us, me, you, and Elliot, really put together a pretty big list there of the NFC
quarterbacks. I think it came off the rails when we had the AI.
Yeah, well, that was that. And there was all the Jalen Hurts conversation, which went exactly as I thought it would go. And the people couldn't handle, you know, reality.
No.
But that's okay. And that's not a big deal. All right, where do you come down on Hurts? Do you expect him to play better here coming up in the postseason? Let's grab one phone call, though, and then we want to get to, speaking of AI, someone asked AI how Hugh Douglas could win 10 games with the Falcons next year. We'll get to that, but I just want to talk to our guy Mark in Jersey up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Mark.
What's up, Mark?
All right, let's get to it.
Let's do it.
Will Jalen Hurts be better?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely he will be better.
Of course.
Has he been good this year? Has he been very good this year?
No.
Absolutely he's been good this year. Let me tell you something.
He hasn't, but sure.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Tell you something.
See, Mark, you
the
that.
Offensive line has been dog water
mm-hmm.
all year long, and everybody sloughs over it. Yeah, they touch on it for a second, and then they turn right to Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
They touch on it for a second, then they turn right to Jalen. The O-line has been dog water, garbage, ugats, whatever you want, a language you want to talk about. They have been bad, and you guys touch on it, and then you go right to Jalen. Jalen's got 25 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. That is fantastic.
It's not.
Not only that, took him to week 6. Week 6 to get his first interception. He didn't get his first interception until week 6, and pretty much all of his interceptions mm-hmm. were in one game. He had one bad game, and they almost won that one.
Five, he had five. But we'll just go with your math. I mean, you just go with your math.
25
passing touchdowns is outstanding. What decade are you
okay.
in?
Okay. All right, Joe.
What
How
decade?
About this? How about this, Joe? Let me break it down for you. Devontae Smith, 1,000 yards. A.J. Brown, 1,000 yards. Dallas Goddard, 11 touchdowns.
Now,
who the heck
the offense has been
is
great,
responsible
though.
For all of that?
Mark,
who threw it to them people?
Mark,
did they throw it to themselves?
May I ask you a question?
He got a point.
May I ask you a question with all the statistics you're throwing at us that you think are wonderful?
Well, you know, I come
why
back,
don't
so
they score more points?
Yeah.
Say it again?
Why don't they score more points?
Well, the three and outs have been a problem.
Oh.
The three and outs have been a problem.
Who's the quarterback?
Just a minor
is
one.
The quarterback the same quarterback for the three and outs, or is he only out there for the
have
the
there been drop passes? Have there
no,
been?
Not really. Not really. No.
How come Saquon Barkley has to dodge 4 people in the backfield before he even gets the ball? It's the old line. Like I said, you got to listen. You got to listen.
Well, I'm trying.
The old line has been garbage.
You've given me zero reason why he'll be better in the playoffs other than regurgitating stats that we all could look up and aren't that impressive anyway. But why?
Well, his stats are very good. If
he continues to not
turn the ball over
just not
and
very
goes
good.
25-6, that's going to get us a win.
I don't know. We did this recently, Mark. I don't know. Do you watch the rest? Honest question. Not facetious. Do you watch the rest of the league?
It's disrespectful when you say it like that.
Because,
yeah, I watch the rest of the league.
Well, how could you
but
how could you tell me his stats are impressive when compared to the rest of the league? They're not.
Because they don't win, Joe. What don't you understand?
Who doesn't
Those
win?
Other guys
who doesn't
are
win?
Losing.
Who does?
They
who
do, lose.
Who?
Joe,
who
Joe,
who's
Joe,
losing?
Joe,
who?
Joe.
Who's? Who? Okay. Give me the guys
Joe.
That have better stats than
All
that
right,
are losing.
Joe.
Linda.
If a team is losing, what do they do?
I asked you a question. I asked you a question. Hold on. I asked you to give me the guys that have better stats that are losing. Because as I look at the touchdown passing leaders.
All right.
Other than one, and I got one.
Allen's stats are not as good.
Josh Allen.
And he doesn't have.
Hold on a second.
Josh Allen's
team won more games than Jalen Hurts' team.
His stats stink. Donald's stats stink.
Like
he got like 15 interceptions.
He's peeing here. Nothing you said. He just sprinted past all.
No, because this is my favorite part. You say something that is just illogical. I question you on it, and you just sprint past it. Most of the quarterbacks that have as many or more touchdown passes are also winning games.
Like you, not like us. Not like us.
Not like us? The Eagles were
the last 3 years.
No.
You're not going to get away with that.
Nobody's talking about the last 3 years. This year,
Joe.
This year,
Joe.
Mark. This year, we're on this year. We're
getting drowned again, Joe.
Drowning
him.
Mark.
He's underwater.
He's underwater.
My favorite, I am surprised
you are alive after these. I mean, you're just getting beat up every time we do this. Well, I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right. Answer me this.
Y'all crazy.
Has the O-line been a problem?
Yes.
Yes.
Has it been like a big problem? Not just like, okay, yes. No. Has it been a big problem?
Hold on.
Come on, Joe.
No.
Be honest.
It has dropped from number one in the league to probably somewhere between 10 and 15. Not bad.
Between the merry-go-round of people in and people out finding out that Fred Johnson is a backup for a reason, and mm-hmm. I don't know how somebody made an all-pro this year or Pro Bowl. That was with Cam. It has no right. I mean, come on now. It's bad, and that's where it starts. Mm-hmm. It starts with the O-line, and it ends with the O-line. Jalen Hurts has done a yeoman's job considering that garbage that's been in front of him this year.
Oh, my God.
And that needs to be really addressed. So it has to be addressed.
Would you say, Mark, like last year when the O-line was great and Saquon was great, that Jalen wasn't really responsible for because he had all those great players around him? Would that be fair?
Oh, that's the biggest comment. See, that's
but that's fine. But you're telling me he doesn't deserve the blame this year for the struggles because everything's been bad around him. Isn't that just the opposite of he doesn't deserve the credit because all the things are great around him?
I do not agree. Okay,
I do not agree. Of course you don't. Of course you don't.
I don't agree with that.
Figured that.
That is part of that Hugh Douglas
D-Gun. Wait a minute, how did I catch a stray?
I haven't heard from him.
Because he's been working.
That garbage report he puts out there, now he says nothing. You know, where's the lipstick on the pig, D-Gun? Where is it now? Oh, winning covers up a lot. Yeah, winning covers up a whole lot, we've been doing it for 2 years. And he said this has been going on for 2 years. D-Gun. Be a man and step up and tell us where your sources are with that nonsense, because you got no sources
Minute. Are you mad at the fact that he printed
and
the story?
Why do you always back him up?
I'm just asking.
You?
Because
why you always thought? Back
him up.
Mark, are you going to let me finish?
No.
Because he's a damn good reporter. That's why. And if D-Gun, like, this is the truth, Mark, all jokes aside. If D-Gun says something like that, if he goes out there and he says something like that, I know D-Gun well enough to know that he gets it from somewhere. And he's not going to tell me his sources. But there's some credibility to what he's saying. Mm. That's why.
Now I understand that. But, Hugh, you got to be honest with me.
I'm always honest with you, Mark.
When you make a story that big, when you come with a story that's that explosive and that big, you got to give it up.
There are some examples in the media today of some big stories that nobody knows
None
where they came from.
None of them ever have names on them, dude.
Come on, man. Stop it.
What are you talking about?
Stop it.
You got to stand behind it. You man enough to stand behind it.
He's standing behind it.
You don't think he's standing behind it? He doubled and tripled down on it.
Yes, he did. You're talking about...
Anybody can do that if you don't got to give up your information.
But that's the whole point of all of it.
It doesn't work like that, Mark.
Well, then let me tell you this. Okay. Let me tell you this.
This is going to be brilliant.
When you do things like that and you put out a story like that, that gives us as listeners and callers the right to recklessly speculate why you put that out there.
No denying.
So hold on, because you owe somebody some money.
Mark, take a deep breath. All right, so
I'm okay with him saying you're allowed to reckless.
Me too. I gotta tell you, I like Mark. I do. I mean, as much as he makes me want to jump out a window,
he drives me insane.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really good. I mean, he's really bad. I mean, his points are terrible.
I mean,
terrible points.
Very stubborn.
But
he truly believes
he's right. Uh-huh. And sometimes you just got to pat him on the back and say, "Good job, Mark.
Bless your heart."
Yeah, Sometimes we get lost in our own minds? Do we get lost in the AI? Do we get lost in time?
Yes.
Is it like since when is 25 touchdown passes something we're going to put a statue up for? 25?
No, but
Stafford threw 46.
But that's what we do.
The NFL record's 55.
Huh.
I'm supposed to sit here and say,
almost halfway there.
What the hell? They play 17 games. What are you guys talking about? Dan in Phoenixville. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Dan.
Hey.
What's up?
Awesome. You know, it's been a while since I've been able to call you guys because of work, but I just got to say I love you guys and great show so far today.
Thank you, Dan. What are you feeling today?
All right, so here's what I'm feeling, Joe. Mm-hmm. Look, I disagree with your argument. I respect it, right? I think you're doing a good job. You've done a good job doing your research. You've done a good job articulating your argument. But I think the issue with your argument is it's based on, it just sounds really analytical, obviously, right? You've done a good job digging up the stats. You know what I mean? You've looked into all this stuff. You've done all these comparisons. But I think you guys were talking about it earlier. The thing about Jalen Hurts is he has these intangibles, right? That, you know, it doesn't – yes, stats matter to an extent, but when it comes down to it, I mean, he's a winner and he's a champion. And I think what's going to happen is that, you know, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl again this year, and I think he's going to play decent in the first two games in the wild card and divisional. And then I think he's going to ball out and be an MVP in the conference championship in the Super Bowl.
Like last year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, he could do that. But in terms of the intangibles, why do we say that? Like, what does that mean?
Because, I mean, if you think about it, look, he's always calm, cool, and collected. You know, he always has a plan. You know what I mean? He executes the stuff that he has to execute when he has to. And he just, in the moment, he's our guy, right? And that's, look, and look, obviously there's a lot of great professional athletes, you know, and everything. Hugh Douglas is one of them, right? But, like, I love you, Hugh. I love Hugh. But I'll tell you guys what, I got a great story I'd like to call back another time.
Okay.
I have a great Hugh Douglas camp story.
You got to tell us that.
I know. I figured I should call back in like the summer. I've been meaning to call you guys back the last 2 years, but I've just been so busy.
All right, well, we'll do it soon. And Dan, good phone call. I get it. But Jalen's always had these intangibles. Like, I don't think anyone questions that, right? Like, he's tough. And I when we had Elliot on, I said, when he doesn't play well, I don't think the moment gets to him. He's not a baby. He's a strong-minded quarterback that's played in huge games. College, pro, Alabama, Oklahoma, Eagles. But sometimes he doesn't play well. That's just true.
The thing that really, like, when we have this conversation, because I get phone calls and texts, and I really need people, and I know some of y'all can't because you're too emotional when it comes to this, but I really need people to hear what's actually being said. I ask this every day.
What are you expecting?
People say, why are y'all killing Jalen? And I ask the question, always ask the question, how are we killing Jalen? How you came in this morning and you asked a simple question. Is he going to – I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. You asked, would he rise to the occasion?
He's going
to
play better, yeah.
It played better than he did during the regular season. Mm-hmm. Now, we've all – like, you can go look at the stats, people. Jalen Hurts right now, for as well as he played in this tough schedule, this daunting schedule, he's probably the 16th or 15th ranked quarterback in the league.
Yep.
Statistically.
Yes.
That's not elite.
I know.
That's not. And that's a fact for this season. So with that being said, and you starting a conversation like that, how is it bashing him by stating what his performance has been this year?
Well, because people don't like facts that they don't align with. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, I my point is, I don't care. These are the facts. So you just accept them or you don't. I mean, that's the reality of it. Now, we tried AI earlier. A couple callers tried AI. Did not work out great for anybody. Most especially me, who had to take a break and walk out and left the show to Hugh, and then Google got involved and it wasn't.
And Hugh made a mess of it.
But speaking of AI, a listener of ours, and we appreciate this, he ran a query, I guess, a question through AI, asking them how you, if you got the job in Atlanta, could win 10 games next season. Did you happen to see this?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so
I mean, but that, and you know what's funny? That was kind of my thought process anyway.
So you know what? I have a thought. I'm going to tell everyone what the AI spit back out, but maybe you just go into your meeting with Arthur Blank, just print this out and hand it to him.
Yeah, I probably will.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
Now, the first one I think is ironic, but I think it's sound. Number one, he builds the team around a dominant defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, but you on a record saying defense is a luxury, not a necessity. How do we do with that?
It would still apply in Atlanta because they have a young defense.
They're not
By the way, had the most sacks in the history of the Atlanta Falcons, more than the Grits Blitz or any other team that had John Abraham on it. I've been doing my homework.
Wow. It sounds like you're prepping.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. I got this pen. You see this pencil I got? Yeah, I'm working, dog, because I know less is more. So I was talking to my team last night, and we were talking about how I'm going to handle this interview, right?
Uh-huh.
And they said, first of all, when you talk, and listen to the way I'm talking now, Kyle, say slow down a little bit. and talk clear and concise so that way you don't speak in a stream of consciousness.
You've had like 54 years of practice.
And you could be a little bit more articulate. No, you know what the problem is? Most of the time, as I almost got excited, but see, you see me, I calm down. You get excited and you get ahead of yourself and your brain, you know, you start speaking stuff that you really are thinking. And I can't let them see that side of
your
me.
Your mouth's ahead of your brain.
I don't like this version of Hugh. Be the real Hugh. I don't like this guy.
I'm going to go into that
That's
meeting.
That's AI Hugh.
And I'm going to talk about how I'm going to build this team on the strength of this young defense. That's where I'm going to start at first. And as far as Michael Penix is concerned, we're going to renegotiate, what's his name?
Kirk
Cousins' contract.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. We're going to renegotiate it again. We're probably going to bring him in.
You're going to renegotiate it?
Yeah, we're going to let him compete for the job.
Number two on the AI overview of what Hugh could do to win 10 games next year if he's the head coach of the Falcons. Number two, he hires an experienced quarterback-friendly offensive coordinator. I'll be Arthur Blank. Hugh, give me some of your candidates to be your OC.
I was thinking the name that immediately pops in my head is Pat Shurmur because that was I didn't know what other coordinators were going to be available.
Well, you need to do your homework.
Yeah, I didn't do my homework, but when Cliff Kingsbury name popped up.
Kingsbury would be good.
Yeah, he's a white guy. He falls into that white-black thing.
I'm aware.
You know, he falls into that. You know, we were kind of workshopping this morning, and there was another name that kind of popped up that I hadn't heard in a while that was a hot coaching hire a few years ago.
Who's that?
Byron Leftwich. Byron Leftwich might be somebody. You know, old teammate of mine.
Yeah.
That might be somebody that I could, you know, call if needed.
Yeah.
You know, so I have some guys in mind, but, you know, as you know, Byron's black. So that's going to throw off the black-white ratio a little bit.
So you just need to put the scale – you just need to weigh the scale back the other way.
I need to get a white coach. Okay. So, but here's the thing.
There's plenty of us.
I can't have – like, this is where – this gets a little hairy. Can't have three black people in positions of power.
Well, I think you can.
I don't think they're going to let that happen.
Okay, well –
Because Ike's going to be the OC. I'm going to be the head coach. And then you got a black offensive coordinator. That's too many black people in the room that have too much say. That ain't nobody gonna be comfortable with that, Joe. So I gotta rethink this a little bit.
Listen, I'm fine with whatever the hell staff you put together. All right, number three.
It made you real.
Number three, he becomes a culture first head coach. Now this is the part I think you're gonna trip up on. He sets accountability standards. No freelancing. No loafing. Clear leadership hierarchy and weekly game plan discipline. Kyle, when you think Hugh, do you think accountability?
No.
No loafing and discipline?
No. No, like actually the opposite of all three.
What do you mean?
This is exactly
a new me. No. Look at me. This is a new me.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, and I have to disagree.
Kyle,
yeah.
This is a new me.
Yep.
All right, the last one.
Accountability. Sure I'm all about accountability.
The final one here before we get to you people. He maximizes the Falcons' skill set, and this actually sounds like you. The goal isn't fireworks. It's sustained drives and time of possession dominance.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Like controlled. I'm running the ball heavy. Right, he talked about, who was it, Tyler Algier? Got two running backs, two good ones, and Bijan Robinson. And I'm going to play in front of the sticks. Gonna play in front of the sticks.
Sure you are.
And I'm going to limit my quarterback is gonna be more in the vein of like Marcus Mariota when he was there.
I'm gonna bet against your team in every game. Every single game.
Yeah, we're fading.
All right, let's check in with you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Well, I think if we learned one thing today, it's that there's no need to worry. We are a long ways away from AI taking our jobs.
Well, and I may be taking any job based on what I heard today. I mean,
it's been a disaster class by AI today. Yo, that's Hugh Douglas.
I don't know what that means.
I just find it funny.
Yeah, and then somebody's like, whoa, is that Hugh Douglas?
Yeah, like where has he been? Like he fell off, like I fell off or something.
Pop back up out of nowhere.
Yeah, pop back up.
Douglas needs two new partners.
Oh, we're both out of here?
Yeah, wait a minute, for what?
Well,
the show.
People are not happy.
No.
Speaking of, up yours, Joe Giglio.
That's crazy.
I mean,
up yours is crazy.
I got no results.
No, up yours is tough.
Yep.
Clearly personal with you guys and Jalen.
Sure, yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
Again, I always ask, what was said on this show
no, dude, it's,
that was personal?
No, nothing.
No, I mean, I know it's just, it's irritating conversation.
I know. Trust me. Yep. You guys have now officially skyrocketed to the top of my dope rankings.
I appreciate it.
I like that this guy has official dope rankings.
Yeah, do they, now I guess they change all the time.
Oh, yeah, they must. Yeah. It must be a fluid thing.
I am honored to be at the top.
I miss when WIP was real.
When was that?
Back when, you know, the days of Angelo.
Yeah, those are the...
the days of Angelo, huh? I heard that. We're pretty tame now. Angelo used to have people walking around showing their boobies at the Wing Bowl all the time. What y'all talking about, man?
That was real. That
old
was
school.
Real. That
old
was
school.
Real radio.
Yep. Yes, that's right. Yep.
Jalen's 2-0 in Super Bowls, and Joe doesn't expect him to be great.
Is the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Not, that might be AI, by the way, because 2-0 in Super Bowls is not true. Not true. Yep.
I missed that.
How would you like it if we graded you, Joe?
You do it every day. Isn't this what the segment is?
We get evaluated every
month.
And
we get dragged.
Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of that, shut your stupid mustache up, Kyle.
That's for you.
Yeah, of course. This bozo really thinks he could be a head coach, huh?
That's for you. That one's for you.
He does. I'm going to let that one go.
Maybe it is a new heel. One more thing that we might need to play back, because this slipped through the cracks earlier, but kind of a gem from Hugh.
I've played with guys.
Maintaining rhythmic ball play.
I've played with guys. You're so childish, man. I hate you for that one.
I feel like if you really want the trifecta of drops, you got to find the old Embiid one. Remember when he wanted to play him until he ride him until he said no?
Oh, wait.
I would have rode him until he told me no. I've played with guys.
That is crazy.
Maintaining
rhythmic ball play.
Rhythmic ball play.
It's the rhythmic part. It's just so.
Well, it's the Jalen pause as if he knows what he's saying and he's like, oh, I'm here anyway. What are you going to do?
Maintaining. Rhythmic ball play.
That is great. I played with guys. y'all are childish, man. I can't.
You were the one that started giggling about that before any of us.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. All right, we appreciate you people, as always. All right, let's, I guess we got to go. Well,
we got to go.
Yeah, well.
You were about to do something else.
Well, no, I was going to take another call, but we got to move on. We got to hand it off to the afternoon show. So we will do that. All right, everyone waiting on hold. We're sorry we didn't get to you. A lot of people wanted to yell at me today, so I'm sorry we didn't get to you if you wanted to yell at me. We will talk tomorrow on a Thursday. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show up next, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.